Back to My Garden, episode 59.
Welcome to Back to My Garden. Discover your passion for gardening. Here's Dave Ledoux.
Are you concerned about toxic chemicals, GMOs, and frankenfood? Don't panic. Grow organic. Discover our new resource for organic gardening. Go to www.backtomygarden.com/myorganic. Attention garden lovers. Do you want to save time, save money, and have your most incredible garden ever? Receive free tips, strategies, and gardening techniques from gardeners around the world. Join the VIP club for free today at www.backtomygarden.com/VIP. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world when you listen to this. I'm Dave Ledoux, and welcome to a special edition of Back to My Garden. Today we have a fantastic guest, Wayne Medor. Wayne is a man on a mission. He's passionate about teaching sustainability in our day-to-day lives. From documenting the path from farm to fork, to researching eco-friendly business cards, to building seed-saver communities, Wayne shares the adventures on his network, A World for Change TV. We have a ton to talk about. Please welcome from Alabama, Wayne Medor. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. Every week that the date gets closer, I check my calendar on Sunday evening just to, because I'm looking forward to it. So thanks for having me.
I've given you a very brief introduction. I know I want to hear your story, and our listeners definitely want to get to know you as well, Wayne. Take a minute or two and share with us a little bit about your background and how you got into gardening and sustainability.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know, my story is unique in a way. I grew up in central Indiana, close to Purdue University area, Lafayette, West Lafayette. And, you know, it's farming community, if you're on farming country, if you're out outside of the town there. And I grew up in a very plain, with a very plain church life. My parents were German Baptist, and we farmed. Now, we didn't farm large scale, but we at least grew all the food that we needed for our survival when I was younger. And I think as dad and mom's business started to grow and money became less of an issue, mom went to the grocery store more and the garden shrunk down in size. But that's where my first real experience was. And I guess I could even back up a little bit more. My grandma met her. On my dad's side, obviously, she was an avid gardener and she was a, you know, I don't know if you have any Christian listeners, but they may understand the reference, the Proverbs 31 woman. And she truly was a Proverbs 31 woman. She took care of anybody that happened to stop by and walk in the front door. And she grew an abundant amount of fruit and veg. But, you know, the whole challenge to the story I just told you was that I really didn't learn a lot. And that's the sad part for me, is that I could have been gleaning so much more information when I was of that age and when I was picking beans and hoeing the potatoes. But instead, I really turned my nose up at it as a kid, and I didn't really learn what I needed to learn to in today's world be self-sufficient. So I'm going through a large a backtrack in my life, really, to go back to learning, and I'm taking people with me and helping to educate them along the way. So that's my experience, Dave.
Fantastic. Now, for those of you driving in your cars or jogging, listening to me and Wayne, don't stop and take notes. Keep both hands on the wheel. I'm going to put all of Wayne's links up on backtomygarden.com, because Wayne has not your traditional, you know, blog or anything. He's building a virtual, I guess, television network, but television's the wrong word. We'll talk about that. And Wayne is documenting everything at www.aworldforchange.com, and that's the number 4. His TV links are there, all of his social media. You can also follow Wayne on Twitter at Wayne Medor. And Wayne, I'm just trying to figure out where to start, because you're building a pretty ambitious project, and it sounds like you know, you didn't grow up in the dirt. You were like a typical kid like I was in your grandparents' garden. Fill us in right now what you're working on, because you've got an ambitious vision.
Sure. Let me correct you on the Twitter handle. It's at WMetter. So just to make sure your listeners get it right. But as far as the projects that I'm working on, yes, we are building a web-based TV network. It's again, it's a world, the number 4change.com. So a world for change.com. And we are building what we're calling a World for Change TV. And we have a strong focus on sustainability. And when I say a network, like we were talking about before we went live, Dave, is we're building a network of multiple shows. Right now we have two shows that are on aworldforchange.com or a World for Change TV. And the first one is with a buddy of mine. His name's Andy Brine from over in the UK. He is just as passionate about sustainability. He lives in the city over there, doesn't have room for a garden at all. And he's passionate about being sustainable in a modern world, using modern technology to give us a greater a path to sustainability. And I'm just as passionate about that. And we got our heads together and we said, you know, let's pilot our first show on a World for Change TV, you and I together. We'll work out the kinks, and he is a part of our organization now. So he and I are working hand in hand on a daily basis to build this TV network that's focused on sustainability. And our goal, Dave, is that at some point, and we don't know how long it's going to take, hopefully sooner than rather than later, but that we can have at least 12 hours of live programming during the day where people can actively go, or during the peak hours, whatever that is based on our research, but where individuals can actively go, learn about sustainability from whatever perspective they're needing to learn, whether it's about sustainable business, sustainable education, sustainable farming, sustainable governments, you name it, et cetera. That's what we're building, Dave. And we want to be a resource where people can really cut through the bowl of mainstream media and get to the nitty gritty about things that really matter in life and or whether or not we're going to be around in the future. That's our focus, because right now, on my first show, Question Everything, I had Jeff Clearwater and Fernanda Abrera from down in Mexico City. And they were talking about, we were just talking about, what is sustainability? What does it mean to us? Can we be sustainable as a society? Are we sustainable today? And we're not. Each one of us, with the number of people that are on the planet, we're currently consuming 1.5 times the amount. Let's see, how do I word this, Dave? If I was to live my life on average like everybody else, I would consume 1.5 times the amount that I need to survive. And if everybody does that, we're consuming our planet much faster. And I can provide a link to that show for you later and for the listeners, Dave. But the point is we're seriously challenged with a problem that we have to deal with as a society. And A World for Change TV is trying to direct people in a good direction so that they can deal with it. We can build new economies. We can teach people how to be self-sufficient. And it doesn't take 100 acres to make that happen. You know as well as I do that you can be self-sufficient in an urban, with an urban backyard. And at least pull yourself away from the food chain a little bit that modern America is so used to being a part of.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Wayne, anytime I come to the States, a couple times a year generally, and we winter in Florida, we look for change in the United States, because in places like Europe, they've been recycling for 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come to the States and we'll watch people at a food court just throw bottles in the garbage can, and we go, wait a minute, that's weird. Or plastic water bottles go in the garbage. We're in the rest of the world, you know, this is 2 decades, you know, and who's doing things well in the United States? Where do you see glimmers of hope and change?
Well, I'll tell you, I really spend a lot of my time, because of the nature of the business that we're building, I spend a lot of my time reading and researching thought leaders, not only in the United States, but around the world, because you and I know already that this medium that we have to communicate via Skype and record a radio session, in our case, broadcast live TV, is helping us to shrink the world as a whole. So I really want to think outside the box of the United States. I think we all have to work together, or North America, and we all have to work together to think of this world as a community. And who's doing well? I'll tell you, I think the societies and groups of people who are doing well are those that rely very little on the monetary system. And when I say that, it's because then they focus much more on a gift economy, more on a barter system, and they focus on only growing, if we're going to take it back to the garden, because that's really what this show's about, they focus so much more of their efforts on growing only the foods that they need to survive for their small knit, tight-knit community, whether that's a small family or a large family or even a community of a few hundred people. So what we're finding is organizations and communities of people who decide we're not going to fit into the mold of what American business thinks they need to fit into, or what businesses feel that they need to fit into to be a successful organization. Those are the ones that are cutting new paths. They're building new structures, and because we already know that the structures that we have now, the currencies and monetary systems that we have now, are designed to fail. They're not going to continue to work. Everybody knows it. And every politician continues to kick the ball down the field, hoping it doesn't crash, or hoping that the system doesn't break on their watch. And so that's what A World for Change TV is about. It's about progressive thinkers. It's about building a community of people who are really looking outside the box, and they're not looking to just work within the boundaries that we're conditioned to work inside of.
Mm. Yeah, the bartering system, when you have food, especially heirloom or organic food, it's a tradable commodity nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, and in the future, again, I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not the kind of person that thinks the whole world's going to fall apart. I think we're an incredibly intelligent species. I think we have so much going for us, and we have the ability to collaborate and work together. Not to mention the fact that we have technology to help us do it. And I'm sorry, Dave, I just lost my train of thought. What was your question?
Well, building cultures where bartering, or garden communities, like garden co-ops, trading food.
Yeah. So these are organizations who are building new structures and new ways of communicating and working together, and it benefits the consumer. In this case, a garden co-op, it would benefit the consumer and the farmer, and they're getting around and through loopholes that we so unnecessarily have within our federal government. And so that all works. And that's fine, and that's great. And I don't know if you're familiar with Kristen Canty, who is the director and producer of Farmageddon. I had her on my last show recently, and we were talking about farm and food policy. And she says, you know, every time that consumers stand up to governments, nearly every time we win. Governments don't want negative publicity, and yes, they're going to continue to slip in restrictive regulations, but if we build the co-ops that and food buying clubs, maybe it's community cows for community milk, etc., whatever that case may be, if we build it and we get through the loopholes now, the consumers will will build a desire to continue to want it. And when the government tries to shut it down, or when there's rules and regulations that may come into place to affect it at a later time, the consumers then stand up and they say, whoa, wait a minute. We've seen what it's like when we have restructured and we're using a different system, and we like this, and we're not going to let you take that away. So it is important to speak up. Yeah.
You know, when you think of a country like France, their farming, their farmers run the country, because when they are fed up with something, they just drive their machinery onto the highways and park them. And when the farmers strike in France, the entire country grinds to a halt for 3 days until the government gives in to their demands. It's kind of humorous to watch Europe. They don't fool around. They do things a lot differently than North America.
I'd like to see that here.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if every trucker just went on no major highway and turned the truck off.
Yeah,
you know, civil disobedience works very well in Europe. I mean, in Europe, barely works on a good day, but at a grassroots level, you know, people are starting to wake up, grow their own food. I love your theme, question everything, because I have a friend with a 14-year-old son, and he said, where does cheese come from? And the kid said, a store. And he realized his son had never seen a cow.
Right.
Had no idea. We're like milk to cheese. He knew all about Halo and all the video games and everything. No idea where milk turns into cheese.
Right. Yeah, well, the question everything just came from the premise that there's more to life than what I and you may already know, and we need to question it, to question life, question what comes our way, to really test what the truth is and come up with the truth. So in that show, I have that show every 3 weeks. Everybody can find that show on aworldforchange.com. But we bring on experts, and we talk about some of the challenging issues. Now, next week, I'm sure you know Shauna Coronado. Our next show will be with her, and we're going to be talking about pollinators. And then 3 weeks after that, we're going to be talking about Bitcoin. So we're not just a gardening show on A World for Change TV. We're really looking at the big picture. Gardening is a piece of it. And I want to come back to what you were getting at earlier, was the fact that food can be used for barter. It can be a commodity or a currency even. And if we know, as gardeners, if we know how to grow our own food, not only can we survive no matter what happens with our economy and whether or not the shipping and our maybe we have a lack of fuel or there's a disruption with fuel because of the things that are going on in the Middle East, we can continue to survive and take care of our family. And we also have that food to barter for things that we need, or we can barter for our experience and our knowledge, and we can teach other people how to grow their own food. So we start to build community again, and rebuild from the ashes. And that's really one of the things that's prompted me to truly desire to be good at gardening. And you don't get good at it overnight. You know that already. So I've started, and that's where my personal YouTube channel, when I started recording videos on that channel, it was simply from the perspective of, look, man, I put plants in the ground. Now what do I do? And people started to comment and help me out. And because of that, and that camaraderie that I noticed through YouTube and through the gardening community in general, and social media and YouTube, I decided to continue recording and take the channel and to much larger heights. And in doing that, A World for Change TV was born, and the mission really is to change the world. And I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what the future holds, but I sure know one thing. I don't want to continue to spend the rest of my life working a 9-to-5 job for somebody and paying taxes for doing something that I don't even enjoy in the first place. I'd rather change lives. And I think that hopefully we can do that with A World for Change TV, and with a new focus and a new way of delivering good quality information to the public in a way that they can find it to be reliable and regular. So that's important for us.
So you're wearing the entrepreneur's hat, the visionary hat. You're stretched for time building a brand new network. I want to take you down to the dirt. With all this time drain on you and you're busy, did you get a chance to garden this year? And what was it like for you?
Yeah. Well, this year I moved midsummer from Charlotte to Alabama. And so spring, I was able to do some gardening. And one of the things that I focused on while I was up there was building a garden that was mobile, because I knew that I was going to be moving at some point. I just didn't know when. So I built a lot of pots, and I started to focus on air wicking, which I have some videos up on YouTube on how to make your own air wicking pots from repurposed material, which is, again, one of my greatest targets and goals, is to teach people how to build elaborate and very unique things for their gardening adventures, but using repurposed materials and things that they could find if they were to go dumpster diving or look behind a store on their way home. They can find a lot of the items that I use in my videos. And so it was a good experience. I was able to move a lot of the plants. I planned to have a break midsummer during the hot season, and now we're putting a garden back together down here. And I'm a fan of wicking gardens, so I've built a self-watering wicking garden. I won't take the credit for it. I learned from this technique from Larry Hall up in Brainerd, Minnesota. But it's a self-watering wicking garden. And because of my time constraints, that's another reason why we decided to go that route for some of our gardening, was the fact that you really just don't have to water it. You hook the garden hose up to it. You give it some worm castings and worm tea every two or three days, maybe every week, depending on how the plants are doing. And that's all we have to do, and harvest your plants. And because it's not in native soil, in a flat garden or traditional style, we just don't have some of the challenges with bugs, with slugs, and grubs that will come up and wreak havoc on your plants. So when you watch my YouTube channel, you're going to get a lot of ideas that will give you techniques that you can use to garden on a busy schedule. And that's, again, a huge thing that I really try to focus on, because every time I've communicated with people on Google Plus, which I have a growing, very nice growing following on Google Plus and on Twitter, every time I communicate with people, that's the excuse or the roadblock for them, is that I just don't have time. Every time I get time to do it, I go out there and I make my garden look good, but a week later, they're all dead. I can't keep it watered. And there's so many excuses that all revolve around time. And I just want to take that away from people and show people that, look, you can go get a few little items from Walmart. You can order some seeds or trade with our Seed Savers community on Google Plus. Somebody will get you some seeds, and you can start to garden using repurposed things that you found laying around, and you have very little money out of pocket, and it's not going to take you time to garden.
You know, Wayne, our listeners love DIY projects, so everyone head over to Wayne's blog at aworldforchange.com. That'll link to his YouTube channel, which is A World for Change TV. Let's take a quick minute to thank our sponsors and then come back and play five quick questions. What's the hottest trend in gardening? I think the hottest trend is aquaponics. Can you really grow a massive garden powered by fish? Find out more and discover the secrets to building fish-powered gardens at www.backtomygarden.com/fish. It pays to be a garden blogger. Get my simple 5-step system for creating your own second income doing what you love part-time. Download instantly for free my garden blogger blueprint at www.backtomygarden.com/secret. Wayne, I was just looking at the clock. Our time is flying by, and now is the time in the show when we play a game called Five Quick Questions.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good thing. This is your chance to share wisdom and experience with novice gardeners. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
You took away one of the excuses. Question number one is about excuses. What do you think is the number one reason people don't even try to grow their own food?
Fear. I would say fear, simply because they're nervous about the results that they're going to get when they try to do it. And because of that, many times the first thing that they default to is time as a reason. Time and knowledge, really, as the two reasons.
Excellent. With social media now, you're building an entire resource library on, you know, not just gardening, so many topics, all education-based.
Yeah, right. And last week when we had Kristen Canty on the show, I also had Jared Stanley, who is the owner of J&J Acres and permasapien.com. He's a new permaculture design, certified permaculture design specialist, and he's going to be here on our 3 acres. And we're going to film a permaculture series. So if that's something that your listeners want to get into, what is permaculture? How do I even attempt to start to think about permaculture? What's it like when I engage with permaculture design specialist? What's that process going to be like? And then he'll come to our property here. We're going to carry the cameras, record the whole process, put it together in a nice series, and package it with a Q&A session at the end that's a live broadcast session so that we can all be involved in learning together. So that's, again, our main focus is learning together.
Amazing. You know, 6 months ago, I had only the most dim awareness of permaculture, things like aquaponics. And I look at Google now for who's coming to my site, and they all are searching fish-powered gardens and permaculture. You're kind of in front of a huge wave of consciousness.
Yeah. Well, that's something that I think the wave of consciousness goes to show what's happening for or with people in the world. I wouldn't just say North America. I would say in the world. You're starting to see a lot of people really try to get back to learning what the basics really are in the first place, because they've been so inundated and willingly allowing themselves to be inundated with our modern cultures that just don't teach us, I guess, responsibility. And in a way that help us to have a sustainable environment. And yeah, so that's a challenge, I think, that we're all faced with. And it's really neat to see, you know, you're the one saying it. And that's another reason why. And I'm just right there with you. I'm getting ready to put together my own aquaponics system right now because I want to have more control. I don't trust everything that's in the water. I don't necessarily trust what's coming out of the sky either. So, and having a controlled environment will allow me to test the difference between the controlled environment and the uncontrolled environment. And maybe we can start to come up with some reasonable answers for why things are happening the way they are. For example, everybody's fig trees down here died last year, and nobody knows why. But there was a fig tree that was located in an overhang area that didn't die. It never got rained on during the winter time. It didn't get any snow and rain, and that was just a neighbor's, and it lived. So why? Why is that? And again, that's why I go back to we formed the show Question Everything, is to get answers from people who are experts in specific areas. And I will never say I'm an expert, but I'm willing to share my tests and trials and my tribulations through that process and through YouTube. Nice.
Question number two. What's the best gardening advice that you've ever received?
Oh, boy. I would say it probably happened when I was just getting started on YouTube, and I posted a video saying my plants are dying. Why are my plants dying? And I posted that to a forum because I didn't have a large YouTube audience to jump in and give me answers right away. And the expert gardener from South Carolina just said, take a deep breath and keep trying. So that really did help me. It helped me to realize, look, I'm not going to get this overnight. It's going to take time and practice, and it has. And the more you're in it, the more you get your hands dirty, the more time you spend, you know, touching and feeling plants, you learn a lot about them. And it's a couple years later, and we've got a very successful garden. And I've got my head wrapped around the basics, at least.
Nice. Question number three. You had mentioned Shauna Coronado, a friend of the show. Can you share with us one or two gardening websites or resources that you like?
Well, I'm going to say worldforchange.com, but no, I'm kidding here. The first main resource I use is YouTube, and I use that because it's an incredible medium to get in touch with good quality individuals who are not just there to promote themselves and to build their own business, but are there to truly help you, and they don't have any corporate bias. And that really, I think you're going to get some of the most straight answers from individuals like you and I who are actively gardening every day. And so I would say YouTube is number one.
Excellent. Any particular shows that you're a fan of on YouTube? Any channels?
Yeah, when it comes to gardening, I'm going to give you a list of a few. And I'd be glad to provide the links for your listeners, the audience later. But Blake Kirby, who is a gardener down in Texas, a good friend of mine, he and I have come to know each other through YouTube and social media. And now we're very active together. So follow Blake Kirby. Mm-hmm. I would also suggest to watch Patrick Dolan, I think is his last name, but it's One Yard Revolution. That's also on YouTube. I would suggest Stephen Legree. He's up from up there in Edmonton, Alberta, I believe. So he's a fellow Canadian for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a fan of MHP Gardner, and simply because he's got an incredible greenhouse setup and does a lot of good research when it comes to hydroponics in the greenhouse operation and that kind of a setting. So, and he, not only that, but he brings some really a really interesting perspective because he has a good communication line that's open with Dr. Kratke, who you know may be familiar with the Kratke gardening method or hydroponics method. And so, I really enjoy following his channel as well.
Nice. Question number four, a bit of an old school slant, is on books. Can you recommend one of your favorite gardening books or resource books?
Well, haven't spent a lot of time in the gardening books. I would suggest that the best gardening book that I read, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's called Paradise Lot or Paradise Plot, and it's about two guys that bought a tenth of an acre in somewhere up in the northern climates. I think it was Minnesota, somewhere up that way. And they converted it to a food forest that would provide enough food for a family of four. And on a tenth of an acre in the city, and it was an incredible story about how they accomplished that. And the book is not a book about a step-by-step book or a guide on how to accomplish that. It's just their story, and it gives you, again, that's what I like about YouTube. I'm going to bridge the two here. It's the fact that people are telling their stories, and you can take the good and the bad and the ugly from their story, and you can decide how you want to build yours, how you want to put your story together and what your garden's going to look like and how you plan on moving forward. And So that really impacted me. I enjoyed that book. But I'll tell you, the book that's impacted me the most is not a gardening book, and it's a book by Tim Ferriss called The 4-Hour Work Week.
Awesome. Question number 5 is a fun one, and I'm going to throw you a curveball, Wayne. Next year, is there anything that you've been toying with the idea of growing or an experiment you want to try next season?
Yeah, well, the next season is winter for us. And because we have a decent growing season here in the winter, I plan on building some very unique cold frames, all again out of repurposed material. And if your viewers want to check out my last vlog I just uploaded this morning, I believe it was, it's my vlog 2.0. I share with some a little insight into that. But I'm going to experiment with using a cold frame inside of a polytunnel that I build over top of a very large cold frame. And we're going to watch the difference in temperature on the inside one versus the space between the two layers and the outside, and get a real good representation on if you cover a plant with two cold frames, what kind of a growing zone you're able to improve just by doing that. And the second experiment that I'm working on is going to be hydroponics and aquaponics using different types of growing mediums. And the one that I'm most interested in diving into is using activated charcoal or what are we calling it nowadays, biochar, using biochar as a growing medium for the plants rather than something like a rock or the expanded clay pellets that I've been using in the vertical grow tower. So, you know, I'm excited to try different things. I always like to try different things. I'm sitting here, I wish you could see what I'm holding. I'm holding this plastic manifold thing that I, you know, one of my friends brought home out of the trash can. And it's a, I don't know where I would ever buy something like this, but this brand new plastic manifold is going to be awesome when I put together my aquaponics system. So I'm always trying new things. I look at when I'm in Walmart, or I rarely go there, by the way, but if I'm going down through Walmart or a box store, I can't help but looking at, you know, when I look at products, look at the packaging that they're put in to see if I can use the packaging for something when I get home. So yeah, I'm always experimenting.
Fantastic. Well, dear listeners, I don't know about you, but I took a half a page of notes, and they're all going to be on the show notes for Wayne's show at backtomygarden.com. Follow Wayne on Twitter at WMedor, but make sure you go down to his network hub at aworldforchange.com. Subscribe to him on YouTube so you'll get an email every time there's an update. And that's A World for Change TV. And Wayne, you want feedback, right, from the listeners? You want input and ideas on new shows?
Yes, I do. So I have not put together a form on the website, but I'd love to hear what your listeners have to say. If there's an area of sustainability that they're interested in wrapping their minds around, or if you'd like us to put together a show series, when you're thinking about it from the perspective of putting this together as a business, we have to sell advertising. We have to sell sponsorship. And for us to sell advertising and sponsorship, it takes a show that people are interested in hearing about. And if there's a demand for that kind of a show, sponsors and advertisers are willing to pay more, which allows us to produce a better quality show for the audience. So it's this unique little circle that works together very well. And so if whatever ideas they have, or something, you know, if we can put together a list of multiple things that we know people want to hear about, brands are willing to put money on that. And, then we can produce it for you.
Dynamite. Wayne, you've been an incredible guest. I, definitely am going to have you back because, you know, we just barely scratched the surface, but I want to give you the last word to the listeners today, Wayne. Can you leave us with either maybe a pearl of wisdom or a note of encouragement on our gardening adventures?
Well, I would say because I'm not, I will never put myself as an expert or suggest that I'm an expert. I will suggest, however, that we can collaborate together and we can build a community and we are the community. Each one of us can help each other. And so my piece of advice goes back to something that's very simple, and I focus on helping the novices more than anybody, and that is, don't give up. You know, go out and take your shoes off and get your toes dirty and feel the earth, feel the plants, and ask questions. If you don't know what you're doing, the first thing, if you don't know what a word means, you Google it, right? I mean, you look it up on Google and you try to figure out the definition. And the same thing applies to any new thing that you're trying to learn. In this case, gardening. If you don't understand it, ask a question. Look me up on Twitter. Shoot me a little tweet or find me on YouTube and Google Plus and interact with me. It's not, I'm not just some pie in the sky gardener that you'd like to be in touch with. I'm somebody that's accessible, and if I can't answer it, I'm going to figure out who can. So that's the community that we're building, and I'd love to have you be a part of it with me.
Tremendous, tremendous. Wayne, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dave. I appreciated it and enjoyed it very much.
Hello, garden lover. It's Dave. All of the links, resources, and websites mentioned in this episode will be posted at www.backtomygarden.com/59. If you enjoyed this episode, please come to the website and click share and help us reach more new gardeners. Have an amazing day. Happy gardening.